Well,
that's Bamidbar.
Bamidbar?
Yeah. Okay, guys. So, guys, obviously, we're very lucky to have Rav Schechter here. For the 3 weeks he's been here, it's an incredible spot to have such incredible immediate access to Rav Schechter. Something that people really work hard to get for year-round. And Rav Schechter is, besides being a great posek, a great mechanic, and also being a great father, grandfather, and recent great-grandfather, new great-grandfather, he's just an incredible all-around person. And it's an incredible skos, for us to have him here with us. I bothered him to ask for a quick word on the parsha for us. I hope you guys realize how lucky we are to be being able to hear from him right now. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Okay. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvot. He lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvot. The Rambam was not the first one. In the days of the Gaonim, there was a Sefer that was written. We're not sure exactly who wrote it. It's called the Halachas Gedolos. In the yeshivas, we always call it the Bahad, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Whoever the author is, we're not sure who the author is. We call it the Bahad. The Baal Halachas are the author. So the Halachas Gedolos is basically a Sefer HaMitzvot. So this book, which in his opinion are the 613 mitzvot, the Rambam patterned his Sefer HaMitzvot after the Bahad. And here and there, he picks on the Bahad, he disagrees here and there, a whole bunch of things. But basically, it's based on the Bahad. So the Halachas Gedolos lists as one of the mitzvot, the mitzvah that appears in Parshas Matos, Truma Sameches, when the Jewish army had to wage war against Midian, and the Jews won the war, so they captured they killed all the men, and they captured a lot of women. The din is that you're not allowed to kill civilians in a war, you're only allowed to kill soldiers. So the women were never drafted in the army, not by the Jews, not by the Goyim. It's scandalous that in Medina Yisrael they draft women into the army. It's against the din. And it was never done in the history of the world. It was never done, maybe the Amazons in Africa. But the practice always was that women didn't go to war. So that's why the Torah has, whenever we wage war against the enemy, we kill only the soldiers. You kill the men over the age of 20. You don't kill top. You don't kill nashim. Top is people, men younger than 20. Are civilians, they're not drafted in the army. Yeah, the Palestinians send little children to fight against the Jews. And they send women to fight against the Jews. And now, the top and the Noshim are part of the soldiers. But traditionally, the top and Noshim were never drafted in the army. They only kill the men. So they captured a lot of animals, they captured a lot of women, and then they divided them 50-50. The soldiers, there were only 1,000 soldiers for each shevet. Elef lamat, elef lamat, shnei maser, elef chalutzei tzava. There were 12,000 soldiers. 1,000 from each one of the shvatim. That's a question. How many shvatim are there? There were 12 shvatim in shevet Yosef. It was divided into two. Menashe and Ephraim. So how come there are 12,000? There should be 13,000. The Rambam said shevet Levi was not drafted in the army. David Baby is like a kollel. He's supposed to be sitting and learning. You don't draft him in the army. And the 12,000 is 1,000 from Menashe and 1,000 from Ephraim, and no soldiers from David Baby. And Rashi HaFunish doesn't hold like that. Rashi says no. David Baby is 1,000. Menashe and Ephraim, there's one Shevet. Menashe and Ephraim is too spotten for other purposes, but not for drafting in the army. Between both of them, Menashe and Ephraim is one Shevet Yosef. They sent 1,000. So there were only 12,000 soldiers. Then there were Shishim Riba, 600,000 Jewish people. So all of the loot, all the booty, all the spoils that they won at the end of the war, they divided. They were told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to divide it 50-50. Half of it went to the soldiers, and the other half went to the Bnei Yisrael. The soldiers got much more than the Bnei Yisrael. So they were each instructed they have to donate Trumas HaMechas. So Bnei Yisrael had to give 1 out of 50, and the soldiers had only give 1 out of 500. So that's called Trumas HaMechas. The soldiers gave their 1 out of 500 to Elozer HaKoyim, and Bnei Yisrael gave their 1 out of 50 to the Levim, to Shemim. That's what it says in the book. This is once in the history of the world. It's not a din. The Gemara says the same. It's not a din l'doros. That whenever the Jews win a war and they take spoils, that they have to donate a certain percentage to the Beis HaMikdash. Once in the history of the world, that we have the Mechemes Midyan. So, despite the fact that it's only once in the history of the world, the Halachas Gedolos counts it as a mitzvah. There are other things that it doesn't count as a mitzvah. Let's say the Midbar, the Mon came down. So there was a din, they're not allowed to leave open the month till the morning. Those are serious men are breaking. It doesn't count that as a mitzvah. There is no such din with Doris. Even if one would fall down today, he would be permitted to leave open till the morning. There was a din in Mitzrayim that every Jewish person had to knock on the next door neighbor's door, non-Jewish neighbors, and ask for matanis. Surely, should be shechetim, you go to his basic for Esther, Lezah. They asked for nice dresses and golden jewelry, silver jewelry. That was once in the history of the world. Before you'd see us, we tried. There is no such mitzvah today to knock on the door next to neighbor's doors and ask for matanis. And even if you do it, you didn't fulfill any mitzvah. So the Baha'i doesn't count that. Whatever is only Harosh Shah, the Baha'i doesn't count. The Rambam doesn't count. The Rambam writes 14 guiding principles that determine what belongs to the minyan and mitzvahs, one not. So the second principle is that you don't include tzivuyim that are only hayrasha. You only include mitzvahs that are noig l'doros, that are last forever, even in Mosa Mashiach. So the Baha'i over here does count this mitzvah. He counts Trumas HaMechas as a mitzvah. So the Rambam makes fun of the Baha'i. He believes it. He says this is a hayrasha once in the history of the world. So you have the commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rambam. You have long comments by the Ramban to defend the Baha'i. Ramban doesn't always agree with the Baha'i. A lot of times he agrees with the Rambam, but he was upset why the Rambam knocks the kishkis out of the Baha'i, why he wipes the floors with the Baha'i, why he makes fun of him. He should have had more respect for the Baha'i. The Ramban writes a lot to defend the Baha'i, even if he personally does not agree with him. So here he tries to defend the Halachas Gedolos. And he says, maybe there's a difference. Because here, if you're donating things to the Beis HaMikdash, that exists as a mitzvah. The Doris, there is a mitzvah. You're not obligated. Whenever you win a war, and you win a lot of spoils of war, there is no obligation to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. But if you will donate, there will be a mitzvah of the Doris. Whenever anybody makes any donation to the Beis HaMikdash. But there is an institution of Matnas Kahuna, Matnas Leviyah, we do give certain. We give Truma to the Khan and give Pidyon Ben. Give a lot, the 24 Matnas Kahuna. Then there are Matnas Leviyah. We give the Moshe Rishon to the Levi. So there is a mitzvah that there is to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, to give things to Khan and to give things to the Leviyah. But there's an obligation to give the spoils of war. So the Ramban suggests that maybe the Baha counted it because it's different for the other Harasha. Harasha by the Mon. So once in the history of the world, the Rosh had to knock on the next door neighbor's doors in Mitzrayim. When they were facing to ask their presence, there was once in the history of the world. And even if you volunteer to do it today, it's meaningless. There's no Kiyumah Mitzvah. Here, in respect to the Trumas HaMechas, sure, there's no such obligation of Doris, but if you will donate things to the Beis HaMikdash, there will be a Kiyumah Mitzvah. That's what the Ramban suggests. It's very interesting. Rashi, in his commentary on Chumash, usually quotes from the Kadoim, everything is a quotation from the Gemara, from the Medrash. And Rashi talks about grammar, about dictum. That's not from the Gemara. That's Rashi with the Rishonim. And when he's commenting on the concept in the Pesukim, Rashi's already quoting Gemara. So Rashi writes on the opening pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that the term mitzvah is a technical term. It only applies if something is a mitzvah that's noyig l'doros. So here, And the Chumash describes this din of Shumas HaMeches. It says that Bnei Yisrael did Kashet Tziv Hashem as Moshe. It's referred to as a mitzvah. So you see that it is a din l'dorus. There is no, the Gemara said before, the obligation doesn't exist l'dorus. But apparently the Kiyum is l'dorus. That's why the Baha'i counted it as a mitzvah. The Chumash refers to it. Kashet Tziv Hashem as Moshe. It's considered a mitzvah, even though the obligation to do this is only Harasha, but the Kiyum exists l'dorus. The Hagadah, they made such a split. Here's the Pasuk. Pasuk Memalek. Vayita Moshe's Mechas Hashem Le'olam Kashet Tziv Hashem is Moshe. The Chumash calls it a mitzvah. That's the Ramban's answer. Because it has a Kiyum l'dorus. That's a very important idea. When you go through Chumash, you should keep in mind. Whenever it says the word mitzvah, Kashet Tziv, it means that it's a din l'dorus. Every so often there's a pasuk that the word mitzvah appears in connection with the Hayrah Shah, so we assume there must be some connection to this Hayrah Shah to a din l'dorus. We have to look at each case, what is the connection with l'dorus. But here we know, this is a kiyum mitzvah to donate things to the Beis HaMikdash. These are two important parshiyos. There's a lot of dinim contained here, not just stories. A lot of halachas are learned out in these two parshiyos. Okay, you guys have the Sedra every week? You review the Parsha every week?
Yeah.
You're obligated to do Shmai Mikra Lecha Targum every week. It's important. If you don't know Chumash well, you won't understand Mishnah is a Gemara. Everything in the Gemara is based on Chumash. You've got to know everything in Chumash.
I learned from my family.
Good for you.
Should
all work on Shnai Mikra Lecha Targum. Very good.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Have a good day.